Well, a man who puts the enthusiasm and excitement in KUMD, Larry Weber's on the line with us this morning. Hey, stranger, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. I think you had a wonderful introduction there about the weather. If there's one thing that we learned a little lesson about recently, and we're still learning, is the effect of lake effect, because we have certainly been seeing it lately. Now, you missed it. You had a phenomenal trip, I understand, but you missed the beautiful lake effect that we had recently, where the snow just kind of fell into a small path that went from pretty much downtown area out to Gary, and left about a foot of snow in some places, including Superior. You missed that. And then there was the lake effect on the South Shore that left quite a bit, and the lake effect today, which is going to get a lot more to the North Shore. So I think we're seeing the effect of the lake effect. We're also seeing it as a result of this mild winter where there hasn't been much ice out of Lake Superior. Some years, March is the time of the maximum ice out on Lake Superior. And if that would have happened, we wouldn't have had all this effect of lake effect. But we live with what we have. The spring is progressing. We are going to have the vernal equinox on the 20th. Today is the 17th. So we're virtually at a time right now of equal equinox, equal day and night. And from this point on until late September, the light will outshine the darkness. And, of course, many people appreciate that, but that's all part of the cycle. Longer days means things are happening migration-wise. I've been looking for some migrants that I have been reported that I have not yet seen. I have heard a couple of reports of red-winged blackbirds showing up. Red-winged blackbirds are really an interesting migrant. The males come back about a month before the females, and they live in the cattails of the swamps and so forth. So they go to the swampy areas, and I have a favorite swamp that I check virtually every day right now. And the males immediately start singing to proclaim their territory, and they sing it to the other males that might have shown up, and so therefore they know this site has been taken. The females, as I said, don't come back for about another month, but the red-winged blackbird males are certainly there. Now, I have not yet seen them, but I have heard reports of them showing up and even singing as well. The other one was a bluebird. I have not seen those other years. I have seen them in March, but not yet this year. Other things showing up, there's been some Canada geese. There have been some various hawks. This morning on my walk, I saw what I thought was a red-tailed hawk, though I didn't get a really good look at it. Bald eagles coming across. I've seen a couple of the trumpeter swans showing up. So there are some migrants out there. I want to see a few more. I've been looking for the juncos. Juncos, many years, will show up at about this time. A little gray bird that is actually a kind of sparrow. It's one of the few birds that we commonly call by its Latin name, junco. That's common with many animals, but it's not common with birds. And other migrants, there might be a few more sparrows. The finches are still very active at my bird feeder. I have had just a remarkable time since about the end of January until now with finches, often as many as 100 a day, four different species. They are the purple finch, the goldfinch, the pine siskins, and the common redpolls. Now, a couple interesting things I've been noticing this week. Number one, I had a visit from a couple of the other redpoll called the hoary redpoll, which is a much more unusual bird to show up at the feeder. The hoary redpoll is much whiter than is the common redpoll, and so I saw that. I also noticed how the purple finch's males are getting very brightly colored. That's why they're called that. And they have begun their singing, their springtime singing. So that's added a great deal to it. They continue to be very active, as do the chickadees and the woodpeckers and the nuthatches. So the feeders are still have been an interesting thing to watch. The flying squirrels had pretty much disappeared for a while. Well, this week they came back again. Now, I'm not sure what's going on, but I will tell you this. There's a lot of critters get very hungry as we get late into winter. That's the hardest time of the year for them. The deer have also been coming to the bird feeder for the same reason. They are hungry. Raccoons and skunks are waking. I've been seeing tracks or the smell of them. And chipmunk, I expect any day have the chipmunk in the yard. I've been looking at the statistics of when the chipmunk has been showing up, and usually they show up around the time of the vernal equinox. So I expect that to happen. And when you set a forecast of 53 degrees on Sunday, that's something that could very well show up as well. Also, the crocuses, I've been watching crocuses very carefully by the house. Their shoots are up. I even saw some buds yesterday. But no, they're not yet open, but I expect they'll be opening soon, as will the dandelions. Other things of note, when you get a snow like this late in the season, we also can find a lot of tracks. I've often felt that the best time to do animal tracking is early in the season and late in the season. So I plan to get out and do a little bit more looking around. We got about 2 inches of new snow at our place. And yes, it's not going to last very long. But yeah, welcome back to the North Country, Lisa. And yes, it's going to be a beautiful vernal equinox.
Well, I had an opportunity to be kind of Larry Weber and go south on my break. And I was surprised, but a little disappointed, how many of our northern birds I saw doing their winter thing in Florida. And I would say, oh, look at the exotic Florida species. Wait a minute, that's a Minnesota bird. And so that was really kind of interesting. That was really kind of interesting. And I discovered that the pied-billed grebe has got to be one of the cutest birds on the planet, bar none.
Aren't they cool?
Yes. Oh, they are so cute.
You know their nickname, Hell Diver, and they are such good swimmers. They can submerge just by just sinking straight down. Most birds don't do that. Most birds kind of go head first down, but this one, they just kind of submerge, going straight down.
Little tiny submarines.
Like a submarine, yeah. I neglected to say this, but I got to pass this on. A couple of the late winter birds that have shown up around here. Once again, I did not see this, but a report of nearby a flock of Bohemian waxwings. But the other one I did see, and that was one of our wintering owls, a great gray owl I saw along the side of the road. So sometimes March, we end up seeing some terrific winter birds as well as the spring ones.
Well, it is troubling. Well, it's a little troubling. If you have a heart, it's a little troubling to realize that this is such a hard time of the year for so many animals and birds, and they're hungry. And so I am going to scamper back home when the time comes and fill up my feeders and make sure I'm doing my part.
Yes, like I said, this is many critters. This is the toughest time. They go through all the winter, and they get now, and the seeds and things like that are not yet available. So it is a hunger time.
Well, and we had talked with Sparky Stensis a few weeks back, and he said that in the bog, in a sense, you know, people come and they want to see the owls, but when the owls are visible, it's because they're maybe hungry and stressed, and they're hanging out by the roadsides more. So
yeah, and that might be with the great gray owl that I saw this week. It was right along the road.
All right.
Well, anyway, have a good one, and welcome to the new spring.
Take care. All right. Thanks, Larry. Larry Weber this morning, our host for Backyard Almanac, right here on 103.3 KUMD.